Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.iamc.org for Monday, July 11th, 2016. Israeli forces destroy farmlands to expand settlement in the West Bank and tanks invade border areas in Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli army forces on Monday raised Palestinian-owned lands near the village of Na'lin in Ramallah and central occupied West Bank, according to local sources. Witnesses told local news that Israeli soldiers, accompanied by bulldozers, broke into the area and flattened the land in order to expand the nearby illegal Israeli settlement of Nili. According to a report by the Applied Research Institute, ARIJ, the consecutive Israeli governments adopted a policy of acquire occupied West Bank lands to the purpose of building and expanding Israeli settlements by employing different methods, most renowned of which is security, which is also how Israel was able to restrict Palestinian towns' development on the remaining areas. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded overnight, and on Monday morning, several districts in the occupied West Bank searched many homes and kidnapped 14 Palestinians. The Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that soldiers kidnapped 6 Palestinians in a number of towns in the southern West Bank district of Hebron. The Nablus office of the PPS in the northern part of the occupied West Bank has reported that soldiers also invaded various communities in the district and kidnapped 4 Palestinians. Also in northern West Bank, troops searched and ransacked homes and kidnapped 2 men from the city of Tul Karim. In Bethlehem, soldiers invaded Aida refugee camp north of the city, searched homes and kidnapped 2 Palestinians. Moreover, several Israeli military vehicles invaded on Monday at dawn Palestinian agricultural lands east of Khan Yunis city in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Eyewitnesses said that 4 Israeli tanks and 3 bulldozers advanced more than 150 meters into Palestinian lands, bulldozed some of them, and installed sand hills close to the border fence. They added that the Israeli vehicles came from the Kisufim military base across the border fence and fired many smoke bombs during the invasion. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, July 11th, 2016, in news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Rassam Bamnoura.